Dreamscape presents Lee Harvey Oswald, 48 Hours to Live, by Stephen M. Gillen. Narrated by Michael Lackey. Lee Harvey Oswald, 48 Hours to Live. Oswald, Kennedy, and the Conspiracy That Will Not Die. Preface. In October 1997, John F. Kennedy Jr. traveled to Havana to interview Cuban leader Fidel Castro for a feature in his new magazine, George. John often interviewed important historical figures for the magazine, but this interview was unlike any other. Castro sat down at a table and, with only an interpreter in the room, launched into a four-hour monologue about everything from the U.S. embargo to civil rights to world revolution. John never had a chance to utter a word. He listened. Castro lectured. John tuned Castro out in the first few minutes. Footnote. John, who was a close friend, shared this story with the author shortly after John's return from Cuba. End footnote. The most revealing part of the meeting took place after the formal session had ended. As the two men exchanged farewells, Castro finally dropped his guard and tried to engage John in an informal, albeit awkward, conversation.
"How tall was your father?" Castro asked. "Was he as tall as you?"
John, who was just a few days short of his third birthday when his father was assassinated, often confused his own memories of his father with the thousands of photos he had seen growing up.
"I don't know," he responded. Knowing that Castro was his father's contemporary, John retorted, "You tell."